A month after the mass shooting at Boulder's King Soopers, the Colorado governor on Monday signed two gun bills, one addressing lost or stolen guns and another aimed at proper storage of guns. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The two laws that Governor Jared Polis signed are to address unintentional child shootings, firearm suicide, and making sure that law enforcement can solve and reduce gun crime. The Denver Post reports that Colorado State Bill HB 21-1106 requires people to secure their firearms when they're not in use or face a Class II misdemeanor charge. The second bill, SB 21-078, mandates that lost or stolen firearms be reported to authorities within 5 days. Law enforcement then provides that information to the National Crime Information Database. Eileen McCarron, president of the Gun Control Advocacy Group, Colorado Ceasefire, said that between 2015 and 2019, 437 Colorado youth and young adults died by suicide, with the majority of guns used coming from within the home. McCarron said that SB 21-078 is also called the Isabella Joy Thalas Act. Isabella Thalas was murdered near Coors Field last June with an assault weapon that had been stolen from a Denver police officer and never reported as stolen. McCarron added that over one half of reported stolen guns in Denver in 2020 were from vehicles. No Republicans in the General Assembly supported either bill, saying they infringe on gun owners' rights and criminalize gun owners. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Meanwhile, tonight, Boulder City Council will vote on a resolution that calls on Boulder's state and federal representatives to pass legislation that could prevent mass shootings. Namely, that means advocating for an assault weapons ban. In addition to supporting all legislation that could prevent mass shootings, the resolution from the Boulder City Council will outline a number of other pieces of the regulations that city could support, including a short-barreled firearms equipped with pistols braces regulation, a waiting period of at least 6 days for firearm purchases, and the addition of a 10-year firearm prohibition for individuals with convictions, including other regulations. Had Boulder's previously passed assault weapon ban not been struck down by the courts and remained enforceable, it would not likely have prevented the King Soopers shooting because the gunman lived elsewhere and purchased the gun in another jurisdiction. Today is 420, for many years now the unofficial holiday for marijuana consumers, until legalized in Colorado, a time for gatherings across the state that attracted thousands of marijuana users to protest in civil disobedience by gathering in public to smoke at 420 p.m. Well, this year, the Colorado Department of Transportation and Mothers Against Drunk Driving have teamed up to plead with Coloradans to not get behind the wheel of their car today. And that's because in 2020, Colorado State Patrol says officers arrested 90% more drivers who were impaired by a combination of marijuana and alcohol compared to the year prior. CDOT and MAD said there was an 18% jump from 2019 to 2020 of people killed by a suspected impaired driver in Colorado. And we'll have more on 420 and its history coming up in today's magazine. A clinic providing the COVID-19 vaccine in Colorado Springs has been reported as operating without proper temperature storage for vaccines or social distancing, as well as unmasked workers. According to the Associated Press, the violations occurred at the El Paso County Clinic, Dr. MoMA Health Wellness. The AP reports that the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment stopped vaccinations at the clinic after nearly 4,000 people got one or more dose of Pfizer or Moderna there. The El Paso public health employee visited the clinic on April 9th after receiving phone calls and emails with concerns and complaints about the clinic and the vaccines that were being administered there. Food experts are looking to turn innovative production and distribution strategies deployed during the coronavirus pandemic into policy in order to make Colorado's food system more equitable and resilient, and to expand the capacity for local producers to get nutrient-rich foods to people regardless of their income level and where they live. Eric Galatis with Public News Service has more.
After the coronavirus pandemic shut down restaurants and emptied grocery shelves, food experts say lessons learned while rebuilding regional supply chains could be tapped to make Colorado's food system more resilient and equitable. Wendy Peters-Moschetti with the group Nourish Colorado says when restaurants stopped placing orders and the number of people needing emergency food assistance spiked, many local producers knew just how to shift gears.
an incredible amount of creativity and say, how do I still feed my community? Donating or selling to food pantries, working with SNAP recipients or WIC families. We saw those sort of connections come together to a great degree, which to me is incredible resiliency.
As thousands of Coloradans lost jobs during the pandemic's economic fallout, the number of families not knowing where their next meal would come from rose from 9% before the pandemic to nearly 40% by last December. Muschietti says the state's food crisis is far from over. I'm Eric Galatis.
The Palisade Peach Festival will return this August after being canceled last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. The 53rd annual Palisade Peach Festival is now scheduled for August 19th through the 21st, which typically brings some 15,000 people to Palisade. But there's a possible catch. With the Arctic front moving through Colorado, workers at peach orchards in Palisade are working to protect the fruit, given that last year, a deep freeze just about this time destroyed up to 95% of Palisade's peaches.